The following was recorded on Saturday, March 5th, 2016.
Once the Baal Shem Tov, the founder of Hasidism, was visiting a community of his followers. They took him to their synagogue, but he wouldn't enter. "I can't go in," he said. "There's no room for me." "No room?" the disciples asked, trying to understand. "Aye, no room," the Baal Shem answered. "It's crowded with teachings and prayers, from wall to wall and floor to ceiling. Hopes and dreams that were spoken here and left here, never taken out into the world where they can make a difference. Where there's no room for God, there's certainly none for me." Dear friends, as you heard from Helena, in this week's parasha, Vayakhel, Moses instructs the Israelites concerning the tabernacle, the portable sanctuary that they will carry with them throughout their wanderings in the wilderness. He informs them of its design, the materials required, and the artisans who will guide its construction, chief among them, Bezalel. Take a look, if you would, inside your service handout, just beneath the heading Parashat Vayakhel, at the very first text, and follow along with me from Exodus chapter 35, verses 30 through 35. "And Moses said to the Israelites, 'See, the Lord has singled out Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. He has endowed him with a divine spirit of skill, ability, and knowledge in every kind of craft, and has inspired him to make designs for work in gold, silver, and copper, to cut stones for setting, and to carve wood, to work in every kind of designer's craft, and to give directions. He and Aholiab, son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan, have been endowed with the skill to do any work of the carver, the designer, the embroiderer in blue, purple, crimson yarns, and in fine linen, and of the weaver, as workers in all crafts and as makers of designs.'" So here we're introduced to Bezalel, endowed by God with unique artistic gifts. The name Bezalel may be familiar to you beyond the biblical reference because it is the name of Israel's world-renowned arts and design academy, obviously taken from the figure in the Bible. According to the Midrash, rabbinic legends, the origin of Bezalel's skill and knowledge is explained in his name. Take a look at the second text. This is from Numbers Rabbah. "The Holy One, blessed be God, said to Moses, 'And thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold.' Moses asked God, 'How shall we make it?' 'Of beaten work shall the candlestick be made,' said God. Nevertheless, Moses still found difficulty in understanding. And when he came down, he forgot its construction. He went up again and said, 'Master, how shall we make it?' God told him, 'Of beaten work shall the candlestick be made.' Still Moses experienced difficulty, and when he descended, he forgot. Finally, God drew a candlestick in fire and showed him its construction. Yet in spite of all of this, it caused Moses difficulty. Said the Holy One, blessed be God, to him, 'Go to Bezalel, and he will make it.' So he, Moses, told Bezalel, and the latter immediately constructed it. Moses began to wonder, saying, 'To me it was shown ever so many times by the Holy One, blessed be God, yet I found it hard to make. And you who did not see it, constructed it with your own intelligence. Bezalel, you stood in the shadow of God, Bezalel, when the Holy One, blessed be God, showed me its construction.'" Be in Hebrew means in. Tzel means shadow. El means God. Why does Bezalel know how to construct the candlestick? Because, apparently, he was present right there on Sinai. Moses never saw him. He was hidden, Bezalel, in God's shadow. But Bezalel was there, noting all the specks of the tabernacle's design as God conveyed them to Moses. The rabbis taught that Psalm 91 actually referred to Bezalel standing there in God's shadow. Follow it with me. O thou that dwellest in the covert of the Most High and abidest in the shadow of the Almighty, God will cover thee with God's pinions, and under God's wings shalt thou take refuge. God is sometimes in biblical and rabbinic references described as having wings. And so the rabbi suggests that Bezalel was hidden there in the shadow of God's wings on the mountain. But a final midrashic text turns the metaphor around completely and offers us a beautiful image that actually brings us back to an essential message of Helena's sermon, Numbers Rabbah 12. When the Holy One, blessed be God, said to Moses, "Let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them," Moses thought, "Who is in a position to make a sanctuary in which God can dwell? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee." The Holy One, blessed be God, told him, "I do not ask for a sanctuary in accordance with my capacity, but in accordance with theirs. For should I desire it, the whole world could not hold my glory. I only ask of you 20 cubits to the south, 20 to the north, and 8 to the west." Accordingly, Moses said, "The Most High who dwelleth in the covert, namely, the Holy One, blessed be God, who dwells under covert in the world and sees everything but is not seen, is eager to abide in our shadow." Rabbi Perozdak, son of Nachsha, in the name of Rabbi Judah, son of Shimon, expounded, "The Almighty abideth in the shadow which Bezalel made for him." In other words, the tabernacle. So Moses recognizes the absurdity of attempting to contain God in a physical structure. But God explains that the sanctuary responds not to a divine need, but rather to our human need. We need to know, or many of us want to believe, that God is near to us. And so Israel constructed, and we build, temples for God to dwell in. It is not Bezalel, or by extension humanity, who dwells in God's shadow, but rather God who dwells in ours. God will never be seen directly in this world, but we do have a capacity to create a covert for God's presence. How? Well, this, Helena, you answered. By reaching out to those around us and repairing the world's broken places. As the Baal Shem taught, when we take Torah's teachings and our prayers out of this sanctuary into the world where they can indeed make a difference, then God will dwell in our shadow and among us. According to the Midrash, when the tabernacle was completed, Moses blessed Israel with these words, "Yehi ratzon shetishre shechina b'maaseh yedechem v'hi no'am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu." May it be granted that the divine presence rest on the work of your hands and the graciousness of Adonai our God be upon us. That is the prayer we ask for you, Helena, at this precious moment in your life. May you always feel God's nearness as you travel the exciting journey ahead. And may it be one of pride and joy and peace. Amen.